This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, with you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. It's Friday when it's playing on the radio, Thursday afternoon if you're downloading the podcast, because you are following along with us here at WGODRadio.com, and you've probably subscribed to the podcast. So greetings to all of you from around the world that have downloaded this program, and greetings to you right here in Brevard County that have us tuned in here on this Friday, be it 7 a.m., 11:45 a.m., or maybe 8:45 in the evening. You've tuned in because you want to hear a word from God today. That's why you're tuning into His frequency, where God is always broadcasting. And I promise you won't be disappointed. God has a lot to say here today, and He's going to say a lot in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. Prior to getting started, for those of you that do live here in Brevard County, I invite you to come out and worship with us at Island Community Church this Sunday morning. We meet at 10:30. We had a really awesome service on this Wednesday night. This was the first Wednesday night service we've had. While I was preparing this message for the two witnesses, the Lord impressed on me to meet on Wednesday and go over the stuff we didn't have time. And that's kind of what I want to do here today. You just heard the sermon play this week, the two witnesses, but the 14 minutes a day just is nowhere near enough time to cover this important text. So that's what we're going to look at here today. I've got my Bible app open. We're going to go through this here verse by verse, and we're going to maybe look at some things where the Lord leads that we didn't look at here on this Sunday sermon. I invite you out to Island this Sunday morning at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you like what you hear on this program, you know what to expect. We're a small church running, 20, 25 people. If you like small churches, if you like verse-by-verse Bible preaching, if you like the book of Revelation and want to hear more because you think the time is close and we're living in this time, I invite you to come out. And if you can't, you can tune in right here starting Monday, and you'll hear whatever it is that was preached over the weekend. But I invite you out on Sunday, and personally, I'd love to greet you. We greet many people that listen in on the radio, and I want to thank you for coming by more than anything. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord, that you love His word and you do what He says. We're in Revelation chapter 11. We're going to go through this here. And there was given to me, this is John speaking, a reed like a rod. And the angel stood, saying, "Rise up, measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein." Matter of fact, let me change translations right here on the fly. And let me open up my New King James to go through this. "Rise up and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Key number in this chapter and in this book is the number 7, neatly divided. We'll see references to 3.5. Here's the first one right here. At church on Wednesday, I had on the blackboard, a big old square just divided down the middle with a line going down the middle. And I put 3.5 on the left side, 3.5 on the right side. And you can see what's going to happen, because it is neatly divided, this 7-year period. Now, here's something that goes on the left-hand column here, and that is they, the Gentiles, that is, will tread the holy city, that's Jerusalem, underfoot for 42 months. You can read the Lord Jesus talking more about that, too. Luke chapter 21, verse 22, where it says Jerusalem will be trodden down underfoot until the times of the Gentiles has been fulfilled. The Apostle Paul talks about blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So we know that Israel, according to Romans, is in a spirit of stupor right now. You can read that, Romans 11:7. God has given them a spirit of stupor. The Greek word katanuxios, it means a senseless mental condition. That God has given them a senseless mental condition. Eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear down to this very day. So on your left-hand column here goes the Gentiles for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. 12, 12, 12, that's 36. And half a year is 6. That's 42 months. So you got the first half of the tribulation. You've got Gentiles trampling Jerusalem underfoot. Now, verse 3, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days. Now, your other side of the column here is two witnesses. And it has to be on the right-hand side of the column. What am I saying? I'm saying that the two witnesses have to come in the second half of the tribulation. Why? Because God has blinded the Jews. He's given them a spirit of stupor. The Jews have been blinded by God as a nation until God is done dealing with the Gentiles. That probably is you. You see, there's a number known only to God. This is why Paul calls it fullness, like a full tank of gas. You can't add anything to full or 60 seconds to a minute. There is no 61 seconds to a minute. You see, once 60 is hit, that minute is done. No matter what you do, no matter how many prayers you pray, how many tears you shed, you can't add, you can't have a 61-second minute. You can't have a day with 25 hours or 24 hours in a minute. You can't have 37 inches on a yardstick. You can't do it. Likewise, it's the same thing with Gentiles. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel, keyword says, until. Meaning, it's going to end. This blindness has been on the nation of Israel ever since they said at the cross, let his blood be on us and on our children. They've been in a spirit of stupor given to them by God. Isn't that funny? The Bible says that Satan has blinded the minds of those that don't believe. That's the Gentiles. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. But God has blinded the minds of the nation of Israel. He has done it. No two witnesses are going to come here and preach Christ until the veil has been lifted and the blindness is gone. So the first 3.5 years, the city's trampled underfoot by the Gentiles. And now here in the second part of the 3.5 years, I will give power to my two witnesses, or I should say the second half of the tribulation. I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Hebrew calendar's got 360 days to it. I know ours has got 365. What they do is they add another month every couple of years to have a 13th month to make up for the differences in calendars here. So if you got 360 to a year times 3, 3, 6, 9, that's 1,080 plus 180, it's half a year. Once again, you got this number, 3.5 years. So the two witnesses are going to prophesy for 3.5 years in Jerusalem. Verse 4, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. So the writer here expects you to know what this is. You got to go back to the Old Testament prophet, Zechariah. And this is talking about someone named Zerubbabel and Joshua. And they were the ones that was the head of the people and the priest. And they were the ones responsible for building the temple. Isn't that funny? Now, here they are now. When we're talking about the temple of God, we just saw again, go out and measure the temple. And there's going to be two witnesses. And the writer here says, these are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. So what's he saying? These two witnesses are supernatural. They were alive back in 450 BC, back in Zechariah's time. Everyone in this book of Revelation is supernatural. All God's end times players are supernatural. The Antichrist we see comes out of the bottomless pit. I put it to you, I believe he's already lived. He's supernatural. These guys are supernatural. The angels at the bottom of the Euphrates River, obviously they're supernatural. They're angels. Everyone is supernatural. These two witnesses as well. They're thousands of years old. They're supernatural. Verse 5, if anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. Last verse we got time for is verse 6. It says, these have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. How long is their prophecy? 3.5 years. What's the Bible saying, Esposito? The Bible's saying that whenever these guys, even if I'm wrong, let's say I'm wrong, and they're here in the first half of the tribulation, and say that starts tomorrow. The Bible is saying once these guys start preaching Jesus Christ, there will be no rain on the earth for 1,260 days. And the text says, they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. So not only is it not going to rain for 3.5 years, but the existing water that they have is going to be turned to blood. This is what's going on when this happens. I really believe these two guys will be here at the second half of the tribulation because they're not. This is a ministry to the Jews, and they're not going to preach the Jews while God's got them in a spirit of stupor. God's going to lift the spirit of stupor, and there's going to be a great revival among the Jews, not for you and I. Why? Because blindness has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. And I'm sorry to tell you here today, friends, full means full. And this is the Lord Jesus' great closed-door policy when they asked him in Luke 13:24, Lord, are there few that are be saved? And he answered and said, strive. Agonizo, Greek word, strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. Many will be outside knocking. You see, the time is coming where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to shut the door, same as God did on Noah's Ark. Read about that in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. The Lord Jesus is going to shut the door as well. We're out of time. We're going to pick it up right here in this text on Monday on this radio program. Please join us or look for the podcast. Until then, have a wonderful weekend. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.